This is the first discourse in a short series, Thoughts on Joel. And in this discourse, I want to give an overview of the prophet. There's a great deal we don't know about Joel, but we do know that he is a prophet of the Lord. He's addressing Judah, although Israel is mentioned. It's the word of the Lord to Judah, the professing people of God, the old covenant people of God. And this is important. We're talking of the days of the old covenant. Judah, before her time of exile. And here is this prophet addressing them, addressing the people of God. The day of the Lord comes up three times in this prophet. The day of the Lord. Let me just give this overview. Joel opens with the locusts, chapter 1, verse 2 to chapter 1, verse 12. The plague of locusts, the hordes of locusts, ravaging the land, bringing the land to its knees. Now, is this a literal plague of locusts, or is Joel speaking figuratively? Is he speaking of invaders, an army, and so on, under the picture of locusts? It doesn't really matter. The locusts have come in an agricultural society, in a people living off the land, locusts ravaging the crops. It reminds us of the book of Habakkuk. Nothing in the stores, nothing in the vineyards, nothing left. They strip everything, these locusts. It's all gone. Now, here is the people of God in the day of the old covenant, and they're under this clear judgment of God by this plague of locusts. What does it mean? Well, it's their sin, of course. In the days of the old covenant, if Israel or Judah sinned, God visited them in these kind of judgments. It's the outward, it's the everyday things. It's their life and sustenance, it's their food, it's their crops, it's material benefit and blessings. This is the old covenant, and God has visited them in judgment because of their sin. And therefore, chapter 1, verse 13 to chapter 1, verse 20, there is the clarion call through the prophet to Judah to repent. God urging them, commanding them, demanding them to repent and return to him. Chapter 2 opens and goes on to verse 11, 2:1 to 2:11, again with the locusts, the hordes of locusts, the tribes of locusts coming, devouring everything. The day of the Lord is mentioned twice in that passage. Chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, chapter 2, verse 11. This great and terrible day of judgment, the day of the Lord. And yet again there is the call to repent, 2:12 to 2:17. God demands repentance which is genuine, real, and inward. And then, from 2:18 to 2:27, the promise of God's mercy. Not only the promise of it, the performance of it, the giving of it. See how many times God says, I will. I will, then you will, then you will, and it will all come back to prosperity in the days of the old covenant, of course, material benefit, material blessing. 2:28 to 2:32, the tremendous promise of the new covenant. The day of the Lord is mentioned again, 2 verse 31, but before that day, this glorious gospel day, and of course, this is quoted in Acts 2 and so on. This is the promise of the giving of the Spirit on the day of Pentecost, the glorious new covenant brought in by Christ. And then we get the tremendous gospel call. Everyone that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The sinner's call, everyone who calls on God, 2 verse 32. And God's call, as many as the Lord our God shall call. This is the gospel call. God working, the sinner calling. The sinner looking to God, God working in the sinner. The call of the gospel. In chapter 3, verse 1, to chapter 3, verse 16, the judgment of the nations. The Lord will. Again, whether it's literal or figurative, nations fighting or judgments of God in some way are coming upon all the nations. And here it is. This will be, I think, a literal judgment of the nations. The Lord breaking out upon them. And the book closes, 3:17 to 3:21, with the blessings for Judah. Especially, I believe, the days of the new covenant. The Lord will. It will be like this. I will pardon. Chapter 3, verse 21. Now, what are we to make of this? What is the application? Well, it's the old way we deal with the prophets. This prophet is speaking before the day of the exile. So his words are to do with the judgment of Judah, taking that people, the Lord taking them into judgment and exile for their sin, calling them to repentance. But we know, of course, that this did not have the desired effect, and therefore Judah went into exile, into Babylon and so on. Now, there is also the promise of restoration, and in due time, of course, Judah was restored, as Israel as well in the northern kingdom. But the restoration was only partial. But nevertheless, that is in the book of Joel. Judgment, exile, and then restoration. But above all, the glorious new covenant, the promise of the gospel, the promise of the Messiah coming and setting up the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the institution of the new covenant, the day of Pentecost, the spread of the gospel. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, and God working in every sinner he calls. The Lord calling, the Lord working, and the sinner calling upon God. And then it's a glorious promise in the gospel. So that's how it applies to us. That's where it is with us. We're living in these days when the Spirit has been poured out. God's judgment, our announcement. God's judgments are abroad. God's judgments and condemnation are clearly upon the people. Romans chapter 1. But nevertheless, this is still the day of mercy. The day of judgment is coming, the day of the Lord, that dreadful day. Be warned, unbeliever, be warned, that day is coming. Now is the time to call upon the name of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Joel and Romans 10 and so on. So call, I urge you. Now that's how I'm going to look at this. The judgments of God, the mercy of God, the call of God in repentance, the promise of God. These are the things that are intertwined here. Judgment, repentance, God's mercy, the new covenant, judgment, and blessings. These are the things that I see in the book of Joel. And as we have this little series, Thoughts on Joel, may God bless our study of this little book. But may God speak to us. Above all, may he call many through these little discourses, and may every unbeliever who hears anything of these discourses call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. And begin even now, my friend. Do not delay. Call now, and you will be saved.